Thank you very much, John. It's 7:23. That forecast sounds a bit better than it has been. I fear, though, that tomorrow's temperatures are a one-hit wonder. We haven't really seen the type of temperatures we're used to for this time of year. Summer seems to be missing in action. No sizzle, no heat, driving us to the near swimming pool. So what's going on? Here to help us out is weather aficionado Frank Segniaks. He runs the weather station at the University of Waterloo and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
So, Frank, where is the summer?
What I always tell people is you can go to Whitehorse and you can get some summer. Today, the forecast high for Whitehorse is 30 degrees.
30 degrees? And how much warmer has it been recently?
They've been relatively consistently a few degrees above us. It's of course, the reason that this is happening is just that the jet stream that sort of separates the colder Arctic air and the warmer tropical air, typically now it's north of us and we're getting some of that warm air from the south. But this year so far, it takes a really high curve around Alaska and Whitehorse, and then it shoots down and goes below us to about the mid-U.S. So that means we're in the part that's the cooler air up top.
Ah. And what's your theory on why it also feels like it's just really lousy?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with that big ball of fire in the sky, the sun. It seems to me that I haven't got a lot of hard evidence that it has been a bit more of a cloudier start to the summer in June and July. And what I think that does, just psychologically, it brings a lot of people down. My theory is that people would rather have a day of, say, when the high gets up to 22 and it's sunny, rather than a cloudy day when it's 25 or 26. Something about seeing that sun just makes people happier.
It's true, because I'm a victim of that myself. I have a little spring in my step when I see the sun. Now, how does what we're experiencing right now compare to, say, last year?
Last year, I did a survey there, and if you take the first 6 or 7 days here of July, it's about 4 or 5 degrees cooler on average this year than it was last year. So certainly, people say that it's been very cool, and I always doubt people's weather memory more than a couple of weeks ago. But it certainly seems that so far in July, it's been pretty darn cold.
See, so it's not our imagination.
Certainly not.
Now, I know, Frank, that you do a contest every year to predict the first day of spring. When was that this year? Was it later than usual?
It was back on April the 18th, which is later in the sequence than we've had it. We've had it back on April the 19th before, but certainly it was on the later part. Another thing is that we had our last frost day here at Waterloo on May the 18th, which was also very late in the sequence. So there has been a few things that suggest that maybe we've kind of shifted, that the spring, the start of summer has been shifted by a few weeks there. So that gives us hope maybe that maybe everything's been shifted and we will one day see some warmer temperatures.
Yeah, one day. When is that one day? When? I know John said that it would hit 27, perhaps 28 on Friday, but I do really fear that's a one-hit wonder. When will it be consistently nice and hot?
Unfortunately, nothing in the 7 to 10 day forecast is really showing us consistent heat. We're seeing a couple, as you say, one-day wonders here and there. So I'd like to say that although the 7 and 10 day doesn't show any consistent heat, for people not to give up because, of course, we're still in early days of summer. We've still got lots of time to come out there, and we still have that potential for some nice warm days. But I think people like me and, say, David Phillips and Michael Kuse have to say things like that in order to keep the people happy. Otherwise, I think maybe we'd be getting some pitchforks and people coming with torches and storming our offices.
Do you get your friends yelling at you about the weather?
I wouldn't say yelling. Some good-natured ribbing, that's for sure. But I have noticed a lot of people, let's say, on their Facebook updates or on their Twitter accounts, I think the expression, where's the summer, has come up quite a bit.
No kidding. The good news, I guess, is for people who may have taken their vacations later, much later.
For sure. That is what it's looking like. And also, I have to say, one thing I've learned in doing the weather station and the blog that's associated with it is not to use a lot of subjective words when it comes to the weather, saying that when it's getting warmer, it's going to get better, because inevitably there's always people who say, you know what, I like the cooler weather, I like not having to turn on my air conditioner, being able to sleep at night. So we can't say 100% that everybody likes the 35-degree weather there. So there's certainly some subjectivity to the weather.
I know. We get the same thing. We get calls and emails, too, if we say that it's a beautiful day or something like that, because other people want rain.
For sure. Like, you got the gardeners, you got the farmers, even if it's been a dry spell, some people want that.
Hey, Frank, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
No problem. It's been fun.
All righty. Take care.
Bye now.
Frank Segniak runs the weather station at the University of Waterloo. So, what do you think? Has the weather put a damper on your plans? Are you taking solace in the lovely sleeping weather and the energy that you're saving, not turning on the AC? Let me know how it's affecting you.